And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 30th of October, 2015. It was on this day, 1938, a cylindrical Martian spaceship landed in Grover's Mill, New Jersey, and began incinerating onlookers with an alien heat ray, an event that was covered by the Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations and caused mass hysteria in the East. Of course, it was a hoax. It was a radio play based on the H.G. Wells novel The War of the Worlds, presented by Orson Welles, the Mercury Theater of the Air. At the beginning of the broadcast, there was an announcement that what followed was a dramatic presentation was fiction. But many listeners missed the introduction, and there was general panic, especially in New Jersey. It was estimated that of the 6 million people who heard that broadcast, about 1.5 million believed that it was true, and more than 1 million others were genuinely terrified. It's the birthday of the poet and critic Ezra Pound, born Haley, Idaho, 1885, championed the modernist movement and encouraged many writers, William Butler Yeats and Robert Frost, William Carlos Williams, Marianne Moore, James Joyce, Ernest Hemingway, and T.S. Eliot. It was Ezra Pound who edited T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland and cut about half of it out. It's the birthday of the journalist Robert Caro, born in New York City, 1936, who has spent the last 30 years writing a four-volume biography of Lyndon Johnson, for which he has read 34 million documents at the LBJ Library in Austin, Texas, and conducted more than 1,000 interviews. It's the birthday of the second president of the United States, John Adams, Quincy, Massachusetts, 1735. John Adams, who said, "Democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There was never a democracy that did not commit suicide." It's the birthday of Fred W. Friendly, born Ferdinand Friendly Wackenheimer in New York City, 1915, went to work for CBS Radio and there met Edward R. Murrow, whose producer Friendly became. They did a number of news documentaries together for CBS News, where Fred W. Friendly resigned in protest in 1966 when CBS scrapped a hearing on Vietnam so they could run a rerun of I Love Lucy. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver. Nothing is too small not to be wondered about. The cricket doesn't wonder if there's a heaven, or if there is, if there's room for him. It's fall. Romance is over. Still he sings. If he can, he enters a house through the tiniest crack under the door. Then the house grows colder. He sings slower and slower, then nothing. This must mean something. I don't know what, but certainly it doesn't mean he hasn't been an excellent cricket all his life. A poem by Mary Oliver, Nothing is Too Small Not to be Wondered About, from her collection Felicity, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.